Suzanne Nash, a grant application, and I guess this money came almost out of the opportunity, I guess, almost came out of the blue.
Well, we've known that there was going to be a pot of money available for comprehensive planning for the 41 declared disaster counties in Illinois from the 2008 flood. However, that money was just released for applications to be submitted about the middle of February, towards the end of February, with the applications due at the end of March. And the long and the short of it is this gives counties, the 41 counties, an opportunity to apply for these comprehensive planning funds along with the communities.
What are some of the ways the money could be used? Because obviously there are some limitations.
The money specifically has to be used for comprehensive planning, and certainly with an emphasis on, in Hancock County's case, with an emphasis on economic development. And then also there has to be some discussion within the plan in terms of how to be prepared and prevent some of the severe damages as a result of a disaster that might occur down the road. Mm-hmm. So the money can only be used for planning specifically. There's $6 million available, and again, it's for the 41 federally declared disaster counties as a result of the flood of 2008.
How would this dovetail with the other effort in the county, the workforce, there's the Economic Development Committee and the various task forces? This obviously would not be a part of that, but how would it work synergistically with that?
Well, you would have, there would be representation from the Economic Development Committee. There would be a focus group along the way in the process that specifically relates with economic development or workforce and training. So there are several topics that you look at when completing a comprehensive plan, and certainly transportation, housing, and again, economic development and job creation, et cetera.
And it would be professional preparation. This is something that the county itself could not do.
It is typically done by somebody who is going to facilitate the process. It is something that the county would own as their own, because there is so much involvement on the part of residents and county board persons.